noticed that some days can be utterly exhausting. At the end of the day, we can be so drained of energy that we don't even have the strength to read a book or watch a movie before collapsing into bed. Our battery seems to be utterly drained, just like can happen to our mobile phone by the end of the day. And yet other times, we can come home in the evening feeling even more refreshed than we did when we got out of bed in the morning, almost as if our mobile phone had been left on charge all day. So why do we get tired? Is it because our daily projects are too ambitious, too heavy, too cumbersome? And what if there's another reason? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they explore the limits of effort and the magic of energy. Paul and Pablo are out for a walk in the park on this beautiful spring afternoon. Paul takes out the rackets and a shuttlecock, and they begin to play a game of badminton. Paul hits the shuttlecock hard to get it to Pablo because the wind is against him. But for Pablo, when he manages to hit the shuttlecock, of course, the task is much easier because the wind is on his side. After just a few minutes, Paul begins to sweat under the effort of it all, while Pablo still teases the shuttlecock with a lightness of touch that resembles a bee buzzing around a wild flower. The game goes on for a while until Paul, out of breath, begs for a break. They both sit down on a bench and Paul takes out his bottle of water from his backpack. He takes a few greedy gulps before handing the bottle to Pablo. In front of them, they see a woman struggling to push a pram up a steep hill that leads to a sort of high plateau, kind of like an island reserved for children in the centre of the park. And then all of a sudden, a soft green leaf falls from the tree canopy above Paul and Pablo, and it falls lightly, as if in slow motion, before landing gently on Paul's knees. "Well, Dad, that leaf doesn't look as if it's tired. Maybe it's because it's fitter than you," says Pablo, grinning. "After all, I reckon it's travelled a lot further than you have today." "Hmm," says Paul, smiling. "If the leaf isn't tired, maybe it's because it hasn't had to make any effort. And if it didn't have to make any effort, it's because possibly it had the energy of the wind at its side. A bit like you did, don't you think?" "A bit like I didn't," said Paul with a wink. "It's the difference between strength and energy," he concludes. Pablo sits quietly for a few moments. "Dad, what exactly is the difference between force and energy?" he asks. Paul points to another mother pushing a pushchair up the hill towards a children's area. And he asks, "Do you think the lady in front of you is using force or strength or energy?" Pablo takes a moment to consider this. "Well, maybe strength, because if the hill was any longer, she would end up tired, like you after badminton," laughs Pablo. "That's exactly how it looks to me too," says Paul, who then takes the leaf that has fallen onto his knees and places it in front of his son's nose. And the leaf moves to the rhythm of Pablo's breathing. "And now, is it force or energy that's making the leaf move?" he asks. Pablo then exclaims without even the slightest hesitation, "Dad, it's energy, because you can leave that leaf in front of my nose all day and it will keep moving and it will not take me any effort whatsoever." A little wooden dog on wheels rolls down the slope from the sandbox to Paul and Pablo's feet. A young boy runs after his toy to catch it, and Pablo continues before Paul has time to react.
"Dad, do you know what I think? I think that when you make an effort, not only do you often get tired and have to take loads of breaks, like you did in badminton, but Dad, when you stop, there is even the risk that all you have done is for nothing. Maybe a little bit like that boy who pulled his toy dog up the hill, and then when he let go of the string at the top, the dog just rolled right back down. It's like he did it all for nothing."
Paul gently puts the leaf in front of his own nose and watches it move in rhythm to his breath. "You're right, Pablo," he says. "With energy, it's just the opposite. You don't get tired. You don't need to take a break. Just like you in badminton, it's almost as if you never run out of energy. In fact, it's almost as if to prevent the leaf from moving, I'd have to make an effort. I'd need to stop breathing and hold my breath to keep it still. And just to illustrate the point, Pablo pinches his dad's nose to prevent his breath from making the leaf sway. At that exact moment, their eyes are drawn to a child who is flying a kite high in the sky. Paul and Pablo look at each other smiling. They have understood. Today, if they want to play badminton, they'll have to make a huge effort to neutralise the wind. Fortunately, fatigue is there to remind us that we cannot make an unlimited effort forever. Today, if they want to make use of the energy, it might make more sense to fly a kite instead. Life is like a game of badminton. You can have the wind with you or against you. And, as in badminton, when we're tired because life has demanded an effort, when we arrive exhausted at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily mean that our projects are too challenging, but just that we are rowing against the current. So it's up to us to choose between surfing on the waves of energy or attempting to push forward against the winds. I wonder what you might now discover for yourself about these two very contrasting modes of navigation.